Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Kylie, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's in the band, coming out line.
Episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. You are now on live with Long Island's leading lady with my handle this, Miss Mo, better. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature absolute. And I am live with my fellow divas, Storm and Ray Queen. Are you ladies in the building with me tonight? So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm looking for y'all, so I was going to have to hear.
No.
We are here. Always here.
Yes, indeed. again, welcome, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Without y'all, there would be no us. And before we get started with our show, I'd just like to give some birthday shout-outs to my aunt Mary and my cousin Terrell and my grandniece and nephew Sienna and Jalen Jr. To George Williams the Fourth. and happy birthday to whoever celebrating a birthday out there. It's a lot of, what is this, Virgo season? Yeah. Oh, Leo. Oh, it's still Leo
it's
season.
Not,
Virgo.
Leo.
Virgo coming
season.
Up. Tomorrow, or something like that.
Leo,
yeah,
Capricorn.
Still Lion Leo season.
Happy
birthday,
my cousin Taisha. Everybody,
happy birthday to my nephew, little Kev. We know that my son's birthday was a couple of days ago, and my sister's birthday was a couple of days ago. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Leo.
Yeah. Just one birthday shout-out to one of GQ's, one of Look Rich Money, one of GQ Palace's, definitely a friend, family to the show, Gavin. Happy birthday to Gavin.
Happy birthday, yes.
Not Capricorn
season, but I'm just saying.
It's not every season either.
Oh, my God. We got a long time for Capricorn season. Goodness gracious. Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh. So, I'm not going to dwell on it too long. I just want to touch again on... Real quick. So this is about the vaccination and stuff. Listen, folks, this is just a public service announcement. People have, that should have the right to choose whether they want to take this vaccination or you know, be inoculated or not. You understand what I'm saying? I personally think it's foul that they allowed it to be mandated in a trial period. I think that's very disrespectful, and it goes against everything that the Constitution allegedly is supposed to stand for.
We still in trial?
So, but it's still in a trial. It still has not been FDA approved. It's still a trial period. So, you know, and for them to allow the state to mandate and stuff, it's really, really disrespectful. But my point of saying all of that is, stop shooting at people for taking it or for not taking it. Everybody has the right to choose whatever. Because, like I said, and I'll say it again, the ones that took it have about as much information about the vaccine as for those who didn't take it. So you chose to take it and you're comfortable with doing it, kudos. But stop shooting at people who has not taken it, because they turned us into enemies. They made people enemies. When we weren't. You understand what I'm saying? Because now they keep saying, oh, the unvaccinated are spreading it. No, you can spread it just at the same amount of rate as an unvaccinated person, a person with the vaccine. Now, the vaccination is not a cure for COVID. It's not. It's allegedly supposed to help people not have severe symptoms. That's all the vaccination does. But in some instances, it's not working for that either. There's people that are dying with the vaccine. So stop shooting at people. My thing is, everybody stay in their lane. Stop judging people whether they took the vaccine or not, calling people big dummies and all that. People calling you dumb for taking it. You understand what I'm saying? So stop doing that, period. Because I'm telling you now, people come at me sideways, I'm gonna let you have it. And not respect
I have
you
a-
either.
I have a coworker who was directly in contact with people with COVID. She worked in a facility where people came in thinking they had COVID, and she was doing the swab, the nasal swab. She was vaccinated when the vaccines first came out. I don't know which one. However, she came down with COVID three times after she was vaccinated. She did not get the symptoms really bad either of the three times. However, after she was vaccinated, again, she contracted the virus three times.
Like, stop shooting at people. You can catch it. You can still transmit it also. You can give it to people, too. So, you know, stop. Knock it off. You understand what I'm saying? Knock it all the way off. You know, contrary to everything, not everything you see now is COVID. I have a cold. I have a summer cold. This stuff still exists. Allergies still exist. Summer cold still exists. All of that stuff still exists. Not everything you see now is COVID. And that's what the WHO or Dr. Fauci or whoever, you know, was putting this stuff out. That's what they did. They tried to cover everything because I'm not even going to get into that deep. Whatever narrative they have going on, this is what they did. So now if somebody see you sneezing a cough, I'm like, oh, they got COVID. Shut the front door. Like, really, go crash and sniff.
I feel like even when people used to like sneeze and cough before COVID, to me, I still look at you, you know. And my thing is I'm looking at you because I want to make sure that you're covering your mouth, like, for real.
I want to make sure
you're covering your nose. Like, to me, I've always done it, so it's nothing new to me. But what I'm noticing now is when people do it, and, you know, like, say, Ray, you have a very loud sneeze, you know what I'm saying? So when you have people who have a really loud sneeze, it makes people look like, huh? You know, like, it makes you do that double take, you know? But at the same time, it's like, you know, like, coronavirus, you know, like, before when it first came out, somebody sneezed, somebody coughed, you got the kids, coronavirus, you know, they keep, like, yelling it and stuff. But now I kind of feel like it's the people who I'm coming in contact with, I feel like the ones who are not vaccinated are the ones that's trying to drill you about if you should or if you should not get vaccinated. Like, my thing is, don't drill me on nothing. If you don't want to do it, so be it. But don't sit and give me the whole lecture of, you know, how you feel and this, that, and the other. Because I was trying to find this other thing, this list of so many different things that are not FDA approved that people use on an everyday basis. And I was trying to find it. I'm going to see if I can find it before the end of the show.
It's a whole list. You won't have
this
time
girl
to
put it up. This girl put it up there, and it just goes to show you that it's so many things that are not FDA approved that some people are like, really? Like, yeah, really? Like, because I printed it out at the job and was like, okay, here you go. Like, you know, you guys want to shoot and give me facts. You use this every day, right? Okay, so guess what? It's not FDA approved. So, it's been around a lot longer.
You go to them dollar stores. None of that medicine and stuff that people have that they sell in them stores, none of that stuff is FDA approved. You understand?
But it just goes to show you that there's a lot of things that are not FDA approved. That's the moral.
And doctors have been using certain things for ages.
Well, I choose not to be a part of their experiment. Period.
Look at the Zantac. Zantac has saved so many of us from having what they call GERD, acid reflux, where I have heartburn all the time. The best thing that has helped me was the Zantac. But they pulled that Zantac off of they recalled it. They took it off the shelves, and so therefore I couldn't take it anymore. But I tell you what, I bet you if I go on Google, I can find it somewhere and
order it and have it delivered, eBay or you
I'm
know,
sure you could.
Amazon. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't see
yep.
it ourselves, but
you
I can
get anything
it.
Online.
Oh my gosh!
You can go online and get anything. So, but
yeah.
no, that's true. A lot of stuff is not FDA approved. But like certain uh-huh. things, you can your body can detox from. Certain things your body can, like, such as a vaccine. Your body really don't
uh-huh.
detox from those. So
yeah.
you know that list of the non-approved FDA stuff. You'd have a, need a whole show to read that stuff. Take up all the time. So, but again, it's just made everybody enemies when they didn't have to be. You understand what I'm saying? They should have left it at a voluntary basis to where people had the choice. You understand? People still have the choice in certain areas, whether they want to or not. But the people are now are at risk of losing their jobs because they are mandated certain like healthcare workers and stuff like that are now mandated to take it. So
they're starting at my job. They're starting that at
yes,
one of my jobs.
It just went into effect. Now,
yeah.
It just went into effect. So it's like, all right, do I feed my family or do I stand the risk of taking it or whatever and not knowing if I'm allergic to anything that's in the vaccine? You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
So
yeah,
they're not even honoring that. If some people, it's against some people's religions. Now, you see those, there was two instances where they're taking people's children because they refused to get them vaccinated. So,
really?
There's two major. One of them is, she was a finalist on American Idol or something.
Mm-hmm.
Two black ladies, you know, and, one lady refused a B12 shot for her child, and the other one, she just had the baby like 2 days ago or something, and they called CPS on her. She was like, I don't do drugs. My kids have no drugs in their system. Which I'll send that stuff to you later. But that's you know.
Oh, with the immunization? With immunization?
Yeah, yeah they were refusing to give their children shots. So they were like they called CPS and CPS was taking their children.
Yeah, they used to do that back in the day. They used to do that because of certain immunizations that the kids are technically supposed to have.
It's still like that.
So I mean that's you know they used to do it back in the day. I mean there's a lot of people out there that choose not to get you know their kids the immunization for the kids and you know I don't know. I just feel it's each his own. Whatever works for you, works for you. It may not work for me. I don't know. But, you know,
whatever
floats your boat.
Wholeheartedly.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever floats
that's
your boat.
Thing.
Listen, what works for you may not work for me.
May not
I'm
work
very
for
good
me.
At
that's
night,
fact.
So it don't matter.
That's
I'm very good
that's
at night. That doesn't make a difference. But real quick, the phone lines is open, 563-999-3577. Press that one button. We do have some Diva mail tonight, so we're just going to go ahead into the Diva mail real quick, and then we'll
okay,
continue
yeah, we're
on
move on from
and
there.
Give the topic and stuff. So definitely a shout-out to Little Leak. He was our artist that we had on last week.
Yes,
shout-out to him and, you know, his team, you know, over there. You know, shout-out to, you know, Yvonne DeMatt, you know, his crew. So
okay.
Very clean. You got Diva mail, right?
Yeah. Okay. This actually comes from a caller who used to call into the show. She recently started back listening. She's not ready to speak yet, but she is listening tonight. Annie from the Hamptons is listening tonight. Hi, Annie. Tonight's shout out goes out to you, girl. Dear Diva. Female. Engaged, times 5 years, no kids, she wants to know, do we think that great, not good, she didn't put good, nice, or decent, she says, do you divas think that great sex
can fix a toxic relationship.
Wait a minute. You have to read up. You got to speak up and read that again.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Speak up and read that again. So we can understand clearly.
Female. Can you hear me? She's a female. Engaged.
Okay.
Times 5 years. She's been engaged for 4-5 years.
Okay.
She wants to know. Do you divas think that great, she didn't say good, she didn't say nice, she didn't say decent. She says, do you divas think that great sex can fix a toxic or bad relationship?
Oh, shit.
She is listening tonight.
Do you want to go first, Storm?
Hell no.
I'm going to give my feedback.
That's a girl Storm. Hell
yeah, this is,
no.
This is Ray Queen. Annie, I remember you calling in several times. She's been a follower of the show for a while. She just started back, connecting with us. So, hey, Annie, shout out goes to you again. Girl, heck no. No, 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 and no, and then no. Girl, no, run, turn around. No, no, no. Because you can get great sex anywhere. No, girl, no. A toxic or bad relationship, no. You already know that your relationship is toxic, A, B, bad. So you don't even have, the answer is right there. You gave us your own answer. So, no. We love you, girl. Yeah, keep it moving, girl. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with starting all over. I don't care if you are engaged. I don't care. Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, this one was kind of easy. Annie, her name is Annie? No.
Annie.
That good penis is going to make your situation even worse. And
ooh,
it's gonna what it's going to do is going to have you seeing shit that is not there. You understand what I'm saying? Or it's going to have you not seeing the things that's presenting itself right to you. So either way, it's just so not good. You know, it's crazy because I was having a conversation last week. I was at my friend Janine's house. Shout out to Janine. And a friend of ours said that why, you know, does great sex become the denominator or the bottom line to a good relationship? You understand what I'm saying? So that kind of goes along
good.
With that,
good,
that like diva mix. That was was an awesome question. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people do base their relationship on sexual performance, believe it or not. On sexual performance. Now, if that's all you're in the relationship for, if that's all you're getting, if that's all you want out of that relationship, then you're winning. But if you're with this person for things other than just sex, sex is just a part of it. Sex is just a part of that relationship. It's not the bottom line. So, it depends on what you want out of your relationship.
My question I would have for you, ladies and callers and listeners, is when it's been 5 years in this relationship, in this hopeful marriage, I guess you could say, because the intent is, okay, you're engaged, you want to get married or whatever, but it's toxic, you know? So you answered your own question, really.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, you know, like a womp, 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 you know, it's like, it's not really a thought. You know, it's not really a thought about anything, because at the end of the day, when you try to, like, build, your relationship isn't supposed to be based on sex. Ms. Mobetta, you said it better. If it is, you're winning. Yeah, you are. But there's so much more to life and love than just sex. you know, and I feel like that's what a lot of people miss. You know, like there's a lot more to life and love than just sex, you know, and maybe that should be something, you know, that even Annie takes a look at. Like, what do you want out of your life? Because
right,
me, I don't want
exactly.
no toxic relationship personally, you know. Mm. I don't want nothing
right.
toxic. Because toxic
right.
is going to make me go crazy, and I'm only, I'm missing a couple of screws as it is. I don't need anything that's toxic that's going to make me, you know, flip a lid. You know, I don't need any of that. I need something that's like just a nice, genuine, you know, let's just live. Life is so short. People are losing their life every day. I don't want a toxic relationship. And Annie, why would you? Sex or not? Why would you want a toxic relationship for yourself?
Right.
You know?
Listen, we've spoken about this many a time, being dignitized. You understand what I'm saying? I don't want people to think we're biased over here, because it happens both ways, where a man could be just as open off a woman as a woman, vice versa.
Of course.
Then, like you were just saying, you have to know what it is you really want in this relationship. What are you really looking for? You're looking to build bonds and whatever, you know what I'm saying? Are you looking to reproduce? Are you looking for any of that stuff? You know, because other than that, maybe it is just sex and you're in denial about something. You know, and that's why the relationship seems so toxic, because you really don't, you, not just her, either one of them don't really even know what they want in the situation. So, and if that communication line is not, if that communication is not opened up, then you're just winging it. You're just. We're going to go with the flow. Whatever happens, happens. Hello?
Yes. Sorry, I went to the caller. We have a caller.
Oh,
I don't want to be wrong.
No.
I don't know. Usually I just bring the callers on, but I was like, wait, let me just see, you know, because sometimes people press one and they don't really want to go on the air. They're just listening. And, you know, they do have an accident. But we do have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, welcome to the Divas Squad. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, Divas. It's Annie from the Hamptons.
Hi, Annie.
I know it's been a while since I've called in, and I'm kind of clogged up tonight. My sinuses. Hi, everybody. I used to call in so long ago.
Welcome to the
Diva Squad. Thank you. You guys had like 3 or 4 shows, or maybe even 5 a week. I'm new to this forum with all 3 of you girls, but I just I asked that question. Because I have been in a relationship for like 7 years. We've been engaged for 5. We do not have any kids. And, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say it's so toxic, but I do think, you know, my friends have told me that it is toxic. And, but when we make up, it's, you know, everything seems so great for like 2 days, and then just bam, down. Back
to normal. Then it's back to normal. Because there's a lack of communication. Yeah.
So I just wanted to get you girls input on everything, you know?
It's a lack of communication. Yeah. It's definitely a lack. I don't know what you guys
you
want to
go, Miss?
Real quick. I don't know what type of innovation you have in your relationship, as to where, you know, are you guys doing anything different, or is the same routine over and over and over again? You know, has stuff like that been opened up? You know, because it's just a lack of communication somewhere, you know, and it appears that it's just sexual.
Can you guys hear me?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we both work a lot, but, you know, sometimes we sit down and we have great conversations, and, you know, everything seems so good, and then all of a sudden, like, I don't know, like, when we are, like, let's just say the weekend comes around, and and I don't have to work. He doesn't have to work. So we're both home. It seems that, you know, we seem to start arguing about stuff, like, really quick. And we just don't like being in each other's presence unless we're, like, out with other couples or family members where we have to hide, you know, whether we're mad or not. And then, like I said, the makeup part is so great. I know it's toxic. I know it is. I'm definitely not going to marry him. I already know. I can tell. I just know.
Yeah.
Thank you, girl, so much for all of your input.
Yeah.
I want to continue calling in.
Yeah, thank you for calling in, Annie. We do appreciate you calling in. Honey, you might have to get you somebody new, though. I'm just saying. You might have to, you know, because I don't want to have to hide if I'm happy or if I'm sad, you know. I don't want that weekend argument, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe some, just work on you a little bit, I would say. You know, take a couple steps back and just work on you and see exactly what you want for yourself, you know. Because when you're happy in your relationship and you're happy with yourself, this is so much easier. So I would definitely say just take a couple steps back and just work on yourself and, you know, figure out what you want. I mean, 7 years is a long time, you know, and, you know, this is the girl who I'm speaking. And, you know, 7 years, you don't want to waste another seven. I'm sorry. You really don't. Toxic is toxic, you know.
I myself, this is Ray Queen speaking. I can speak from experience. So, yeah. Annie, please take our advice, girl. Yeah.
Thank
do what you
got
to do, girl. But you don't want to bring any, you don't want to have kids and then bring kids into this. And then, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to be married and then, yeah. So, woo, girl.
And you can have makeup pen for anybody. I'm just saying.
Sometimes.
But thanks for calling, Annie.
People get complacent. People get complacent in certain situations. You know, so they're comfortable with not having to do anything different. Oh, well, the demand is not there to you know, that, all right, maybe she wants to conceive. The demand is not there. So he's like, I'm good with it. Or even her. You know, I'm, you know, vice versa. Like I said, I don't want people to think that we're biased over here. We're not. We're just going on the strength of the letter in. So, but, you know, people do. They become complacent.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, Ms. Mobetta. Excuse me one second. We do have another caller. Just want to bring it on real fast. I do apologize for interrupting. Caller, welcome to the Diva Squad.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hey.
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 Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Oh, it's so good to hear you, ladies. And I just wanted to commend Annie for being so transparent and coming on and being so courageous and even, you know, recognizing for herself that it's toxic. You know, a lot of times people tell us and we don't believe it, but she sees it for herself. And so the fact that you see it for yourself, that's when you got to start asking those questions. Is this something I want for myself? Is this what I want for my life? So that is kudos to you, Annie,
you so
for
much.
Recognizing it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. No, that's definitely, that makes sense, you know. You do. You have to start asking yourself questions. You talk to yourself. Like, let me check me. Let me see what it is I really want. Do I really want to be here? Do I really want to be with this person? You know. And listen, it really doesn't take that long to figure that out, you know, because people kind of show themselves early on. You know, you just have to pay attention.
Facts.
You just have to pay attention. You know, not every situation is that way. That's because we learn things on a daily basis, even about ourselves. You know, so, but, you know, Annie, if just keep asking yourself, keep questioning yourself, keep testing yourself to see if that really is where you want to be.
Thank you, girl, so much. I got to go. But I'll be listening in, though, and I'll be calling you back in.
Okay, Annie.
Shout out to DQ Palace.
Annie, get your gun. But we appreciate Annie calling in.
Did you say get your gun? What?
Yes.
What did you say?
You know, Annie, get your gun. You know that's a play. That's a play.
Oh, right, but when you said it, I was like, huh? Like, what? I was like, she don't even know what that is, or is that?
Wow.
So Janine, just real quick, Janine, you guys discussed a good topic. Miss Mobetta, I was mentioning a little bit about, you know, one of you guys' friends. Miss Mobetta, but what was your feedback on it? Like, what did you guys say to the friend? I'm just curious.
And,
like, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, we started a, I'm sorry, I'm reading a message. Somebody sent a message and it says, Annie's been doing that for like 7 years. She likes that. She likes to make up that's what turned her on.
But you know what? But one of the sad parts, though, just real quick about, you know, Annie, she has been calling for a very long time, you know, when GQ Palace wasn't, you know, when we first got started with the multiple shows. And the one thing that she did say is that other people tell her that it's toxic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She said other people tell her that the relationship is toxic, so I guess it's toxic. No, you can't guess it's toxic. You have to really reevaluate your situation. That was the, you know, exactly. It's like when you say other people tell you that it's toxic, other people don't have to tell you that your relationship is toxic. You know whether it's toxic or not.
Well,
so maybe the question for her is really.
That kind of changed the game.
Exactly,
because
but figuring out if it's toxic or not.
They're on the outside looking in. She actually may love what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? Now it sounds like she's speaking for somebody else. She's saying what everybody else is saying. She's not saying what her heart is saying. She's not saying what she really feels like. Okay, because you've been here this long. You understand what I'm saying? And nothing's changing. You're still there. Like, are you saying it's toxic, or are you saying what other people are saying to you?
Exactly.
And you feel like you have to go. Mm-hmm. So that kind of changed the story a little bit. She might actually enjoy.
That was the key to what she said.
Mm.
Right.
Mm.
That was the key to what she said. She said her friends and other people tell her that it's toxic, so I guess it's toxic. No, you don't guess it's toxic.
Yeah.
First, you have to figure out for yourself if it's toxic. If other people, they don't have to tell you about your relationship, you know? They're telling you based on what you're telling them. So either one, as the message said, you do like that makeup sex and you like pretending like you guys are upset because you can't really show how you guys really feel on the weekend and this, that, and the other. I don't know. I'm kind of questioning it if she's not really a side piece. I don't know.
Mm.
This, you know, definitely Ray, you know, reach out to Annie and, you know, kind of help her deeper, you know, with it, you know, just with, you know, taking responsibility for what she's really gotten herself into. So 7 years is a long time, you know, to try and figure out if it's toxic.
Shit,
and
I had it longer than that. I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
It didn't take you all those years to figure out if it was toxic or not, though. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But just real quick, we do have a topic. It's about 8:40. We do have a topic. We can go, you know, a little bit over tonight as well. But do you want to give the topic, and then we'll just, you know, keep on going, because we're long winded over here. We can just keep on talking.
This topic is real quick. And the answers may, you know, this, it may be a cut dry situation, but I'm going to start out saying a handful of gimme and a mouthful of much obliged. Now, that's a metaphor. That's a metaphor that I inherited from my grandmother. I inherited that metaphor from my grandmother. So the meaning is that means somebody's always with their hands out and never have anything to give back. So I said that to say the topic tonight was, how do you recognize a user, and when is the cutoff? You understand what I'm saying? And how do you recognize the cutoff? Like, and this is not just not in a male relationship, female relationship, whatever. This could be in a relationship with anybody, because anybody can use you. It doesn't matter where they come from. You understand what I'm saying? So it's how to recognize a user, and when is the cut off?
Mm-hmm.
When do you cut that off?
Right. That's a good question. Janine, do you want to go first, or you want to think about
sure,
it? And somebody
sure.
else?
That's an excellent question. Well, how you recognize a user is based on how you feel. How you feel. How does that person make you feel? You know, a person in your presence or in your life or in your sphere of influence should add to your life and never take away. Never.
Good.
You know, when you give to someone, you're giving from a place of love. You're giving from a place from your heart because you want to give. But when someone is in your life and they're not adding to it, they're only taking away, that's when there's a red flag. And then when you want to consider the cutoff, again, that comes that deep question. What do I want for my life? What do where does my value lie? Is this what I'm worth? Is this what I'm valued at? Is to constantly be taken from? Or should I be added to? You know, so that's honestly, when we begin to change the way we think, life becomes so easy. It becomes so simple. We complicate it. We really do. We complicate life.
I agree.
We convolute it.
By overthinking.
Absolutely. Keep it simple. How does this make me feel? Do I feel like they're adding to my life? If it's not, then you got to say something. And that's the cutoff. Where does my value lie? Am I 50 cents or am I $1 million? Or am I $1 billion? What's my worth? What's my worth? That's the cutoff. When you realize your worth, that's when you will cut something off.
Oh, I like that.
That was kind of in a nutshell.
That was
I got what I'm saying to that. Because people were constantly be like, oh, I need and never have anything to give back. You understand what I'm saying? And some people are so, it's so habitual to some people, they don't even realize they're doing it. As sad as that may sound, you understand it because that's a habit of theirs. That's a habit of
they don't realize they're doing
it. I need
because we allow it. People only do what you allow them to do. Nobody
say that again.
Nothing to. Can somebody cut you in line and you sit there and say nothing?
Huh.
Heck no! You're gonna say something.
Know. Excuse me,
right?
I was next.
Right? I'm sorry, I was here. I beg
Am
you.
I
right?
Pardon me, I was next.
So people do what we allow them to do. So
right,
it's not
right.
even for them to realize. It's the fact that we say, yes, it's okay. It's okay for you to treat me this way.
Right.
I may not
be saying
it in so many words, but I'm letting you know, hey, keep right on doing it.
Yeah, yep. That's a fact.
That's a whole fact.
That's
a whole fact.
That's
right. And I don't know. For me, I just feel like, at this day and age, and in this game, you know, that people like to play with the can I have, can you, you know, that becomes very like frustrating sometimes, you know, because you constantly give, and you give from your heart. Don't get me wrong. You know, you give from your heart, but at some point in time, I know for me personally, you can't keep coming to me. I'm sorry. You can't.
Yeah.
Because I have to nip it in the butt and let you know that, okay, if I help you once, I help you twice. Okay, fine. But you can't make it a weekly thing. Like, come on. At what point in time do you get up on your 2 feet and you realize for yourself that enough is enough? Some people, they jump from people to, you know, from person to person, you know, and when I say, you know, and exactly, if you can't get it from me, then you may call someone else and get it from them. And then you keep on going and going and going like that. And to me, those are the people that you have to make sure that you nip it in the butt, listen, I got it, but I'm not giving it. And the reason I'm not giving it is because I'm constantly giving, giving, giving. So at what point in time?
Yeah, and you're not
your
giving
life,
anything back. Like,
but what?
You know,
so what point in time do you do? At what point in time do you say to yourself, you know what? I know better. So because I know better, I do have to do better, and I have to want more for myself than to keep calling people asking over and over and over again. It's like beating a dead horse. So to me,
well,
I feel like I personally draw the line when there's multiple times if you're asking. You know, I draw the line then because I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm all for helping people, uplifting. I'm all for that. But at some point in time, I do draw the line because I feel like then you become the user. You become the person that keeps asking over and over and over again.
Yeah,
and then how many times are you going to continuously be the victim? With the with the sob story, with the crocodile tears, enough is enough. So me, I draw the line personally after, you know, you come to me twice, and I draw the line at that point. I don't give a third, fourth, fifth time. I help you, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
And
that's
the
girl's
song. If you continue to help, you know what they call a person that does that? They call them an enabler. You're enabling that person if you don't stop.
That's the whole thing.
Now
you're enabling them to not have to go out there and earn it because they know they're going to come to you. And see, this is the hard part about this, because you have people that just have giving hearts. You understand what I'm saying? So their cutoff is not as easy as somebody who always takes and don't ever give. You understand
that's
what I'm saying? If that makes sense to you. So you have some people like, no, you can't come to me to get nothing because I know you ain't going to give it back. You know what I'm saying? But you have people like, all right, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? And the giving heart, 9 out of 10 times, the one who has a giving heart usually gives people the benefit of the doubt. This is why you're always giving, because you're the type to give people the benefit of the doubt. And that goes on and on and on. It takes a while to say, all right, I don't have it. You understand?
I'm good for saying I got it, but I ain't giving
crazy.
It to you. How about that?
Yeah,
I'm good for that. I'll tell you in a minute.
My thing is, people just another metaphor of my grandmother's, from my grandmama. Remember that bridge until you cross safe, because you never know when you have to cross that bridge again. That means if you go to somebody and you get something, if you say you're gonna give it back. You understand what I'm saying? Don't just keep taking and taking and taking and not just holding up your end of the bargain, you know, to say, I'm going to give it back. You know what I mean? So it's frustrating because you have some people that don't know how to say no. I've been there. I'm speaking from experience.
Yep.
So it gets a little crazy.
It does.
So,
it does, but you have to, you know, I just feel like at some point in time you have to figure out, you know, because there are people out there that constantly give, give, give. And at some point in time, guess what? That person that keeps giving gets tired. And they may not tell you that they get tired, but best believe you're the topic of discussion when you get on the phone with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? So that's another thing you have to be mindful of, because some people that give, not only do they talk about it, but they also throw it in your face when you're down and out also.
You
got to be mindful of that too, you know.
That's a
you know. So are you really giving from the heart, or are you just giving it to have something to talk about?
Well, we know what that is too. That your deeds are never judged. It's your motive. It's your motive. Because people can't see your motive. People don't see those. Sometimes. Your deeds can be totally different than what your motive is. And if you give something, you give it because you're able to give and somebody needs it, you know, not to get it because you want to talk about it or whatever, or you looking for something back. No, that's a wrong attitude.
Right, but I was on the phone, perfect example. I was on the phone, you know, on a group call, you know, and we were, you know, just chatting or whatever, and we have a mutual friend. And the mutual friend is constantly asking. Like the person, when I tell you, she hit up everybody, you know. She works her way through our whole little group chat that we got, okay? She works her way. So we make sure now that we communicate and we have a plan in advance before she, because we know, okay, so, listen, she on a prowl. She about to hit y'all up, you know. We talk about it. And forgive me when I say it, but we do. We talk about it. I'm like, all right, here she go again. Didn't she just have money on Monday? You know, so she just had money on Monday. Like, and then one of my other, you know, close friends, she's like, yeah, but she got a whole man at home. You know, like, she got a whole man at home. But yet she's asking everybody for money, you know. So that people have to be mindful, too, because some people feel that, you know, they don't mind giving. But if it comes from, if you're taking from a household where it's like one breadwinner and then you have technically two breadwinners in your household and you got the nerve to call and ask, you know, people right. pay attention to that. So shout out to all you guys that keep asking and asking and asking. You know, we on to y'all. We know about y'all. We do. We know. We talk about it. We know what it is. Yes. We know what it is.
We see you.
We see you completely. Miss me with the I need and can I? Or can you?
I can't.
I'm just saying.
Miss me with it.
Okay, but I do have a quick question for you guys, because it wasn't, when the topic came to me, I just said that it wasn't our topic that we did have for tonight, you know, but I would mention it towards the end of the show. So some of you ladies and some of you callers and listeners are DMX fans. So you guys do know that he did have a wife, you know, they weren't together, but you also know that he did have someone that he was with, common law, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right, so they
Wait,
worked together
who?
For a long time, but the law doesn't look at the common law aspect of it, and that was the issue, you know, because they were common law married, so to speak, you know, his girlfriend, fiance, is kind of left with nothing. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, well... This is what happens. See, a lot of people keep saying, oh, marriage is not important and, you know, things like that. And when they keep saying, oh, marriage is just a piece of paper. And when stuff like this happens, that's what happens. That's what happens. So, I mean, is it wrong that if she was there with him, in his latter days? Yeah, if she helped establish some of that stuff, then she should be entitled to it. However, you got people like, listen, that paper says my name. That my name and his name are on there, on that paper. I get that. And it ain't really nothing she can do about that. This is what makes marriages and paperwork so valuable. This is what makes
it's
it
bad.
Valuable. Oh, it's
yeah,
bad.
It's
definitely
it's
sad,
bad.
But that's what makes
no
it
will,
so valuable.
No will, no nothing. You know, no will, no nothing.
About? Are we talking about someone specific or just
well,
in general?
Well, no, like say it can go either way. But the topic came up because we were on a little group chat and they were expressing that someone had read that DMX's girlfriend or fiance, you know, common law, they were never married. You know, he was married before, but she's not married to him. So the question came up because she's left with nothing. And his estate, because he doesn't have a will, his estate, his album's going to be dropping, and she's due to get absolutely nothing.
It would revert
because
back to his wife.
His wife, well, his wife and his kids.
Yep, and his children, yeah.
Right, so therefore she gets nothing. So it's how important is marriage to you, you know, especially now knowing that common law means nothing. And it's not recognized.
Yeah, well, common law has been off the table for a long time now, especially in New York State.
For people that know better.
They haven't acknowledged common law marriages and relationships in a long time. The only way they would do that if it's a domestic, meaning a homosexual couple. Now, they'll do it for them. But as far as a heterosexual couple that's just living together, a.k.a. shacking, like the old people used to say, if they just shacking,
that's the chance you get. You're really not entitled to anything according to documents.
That's terrible. That
and
is terrible.
It is. Because and a man in his stature should have had paperwork in place. You know.
Right.
That's the problem with our culture is that we don't plan, we don't prepare for things like this. It happens all too often. And that's what I do. That's one of the things I do is I help people create their trust and create their wills because you have to have those things in place. You have to. If you're living your life just for you and you're not thinking about your legacy, you're not thinking about your loved ones, then that's selfish to me. That's selfish. But you do. You have to plan, and we don't. And that's what happens all too often. I have an aunt that happened to. He died. She left with nothing. And I'm saying, my first thought was, did this man really love you? Did he really care about you? Because he didn't plan for you. You know,
you spent
all your life with this man, and he didn't plan for you, and you thought that was love.
Yeah,
I have a question.
He wasn't included in the plans. Yeah,
I have a question. My a family member. Well, I'm just going to lay it out there. Okay. My grandfather worked very, very hard all of his life. Well, let's rewind a little bit. He worked very, very hard as a young man and married a lady that had 4 or 5 children. Helped her raise the children. He raised these children as they were his own. You hear me? And him and his wife, which is my grandmother, they lived a long, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life. They had wills. They had, you know, all sorts of trust funds and all this and all that. My grandfather had one child, which was my father, who passed away very young at age 45. He passed away way, 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 way before my grandfather did.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. To the late
rest in peace, George Henry.
George Hargrove, George Hargrove Jr. was my father, and then George Hargrove Sr., my grandfather, passed away. And then his wife passed away. Now all of a sudden, there's no one knows where the will is, no one knows where the estate or any of that stuff is. Someone forged signatures, this, that, and the other, sold the house, all this stuff done. And so some of the oldest daughter, who a lot of the stuff was supposed to go to, and then fast forward to me and my sisters, who are his only grandchildren, there is nothing. We get nothing because someone played around with the will and the money, and it's so sad that these two people worked so hard all their lives and somebody is living great. We know who it is, but someone is living great off of their hard earned money, and they didn't want this money to go to them. But these people, what advice would you ladies give?
Well, I don't know how long ago that situation happened, but as a rightful living heir, you have a right to petition. You have rights to challenge the administrator of the estate. Because you're the rightful, you and your sister are the rightful administrators. You're the rightful executrices because you're the rightful living heirs. And so it was as simple as you going in and challenging whoever it was. Was your father an only child?
My father was an only child, yes. This
There's
all
no
happened.
Question.
Yeah,
no
question.
No
questions, yeah.
No question.
This all happened recently. We only just found this out, like, over the course of the past.
And
like,
you have every right to petition the court for letters of administration.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
And whoever is administering it, they should have sent you a letter. You should have signed off on it.
My question with that, just real quick, is, okay, so Ray's father passed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the grandfather married,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, anything that, let's just say, the grandfather is now deceased, but with my question would be, did the grandfather pass before the grandmother?
Granddaddy passed like a year and a half before grandma did. Yeah.
Okay.
A year. Yeah.
But see, the reason I asked that question is, right? That's a big difference because technically the grandfather, his estate, his property, or whatever he may have had, would go to his wife. Okay. To me. Like I said, I'm not a lawyer, you know what I'm saying? But to me, from what I know of, whatever the grandfather has will go to the grandmother because she's technically
his
wife.
If there was a will, if there was no will, in the state of New York, the grandmother gets the first $50,000 and half of the remainder of the estate. She does not get everything.
Now, she gets that portion, and then the rest would go to the grandchildren.
His rightful heirs.
His biological grandchildren, his heirs.
Yes.
Correct.
There's a house that they own that we don't know what's going on with it. It's been sold. New people live in it. And this is only new, like over the course of the past couple of months. We don't know what happened with it. That house is paid for.
I'm sorry. I'm challenging everything.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm challenging everything.
Yeah.
I'm petitioning the court. I'm writing letters. I'm going above and beyond. I'm sorry. That's your girl Storm speaking. I'm just saying. I am. I'm going above and beyond.
Okay.
Some shady business was done, you know, and you can keep quiet if you want to, you know, and have a bit of heart, or you can pursue it and follow your heart of what you really want to do, you know, to me.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, there's nothing wrong with seeking legal counsel. There's nothing wrong with taking it that extra step because someone did do some shady business. You know, unfortunately, they made the will disappear, but I still feel like there's still something out there that should go to his biological children. I'm sorry.
And her grandma's oldest children, the oldest girls, the oldest two daughters, should I say, have been telling us, you guys need to do something because there's some things that was shady. They literally are keep telling us and calling us. And, look, have you contacted a lawyer yet? Because you girls are missing out on something.
You definitely are.
Yep.
Wow.
You definitely are.
It's space
Thank
and opportunity.
You, Thank you, lady.
Call. So that's
Thank
what I
you,
think.
Diva, but so much. Thank you guys so much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Janine, girl. Are you accepting customers, Janine? Hey, I'm just saying, you know, here at DC Palace, we can refer people over to you. I'm just saying, and you can help them out with their situation and get a small fee at the same time. Listen, it's all about growth and encouraging each other. And if you have the knowledge and you have the tools and you're willing to do it, then we can always refer people over to you, and you can help them make sure they got their will together and they're ready and they're prepared because you said it yourself.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Let's just say in our background, you know, history, we don't prepare, you know. People don't prepare for what's about to happen because they're so caught up in the right now and not thinking about what could happen tomorrow. So, you let us know. You know, you want us to refer you some clients, we could do that. I know some people that need to prepare some stuff and have to pay a couple dollars just to, you know, get it together. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. I am definitely here. I'm willing to be
more for a fee.
Yeah, girl. We're going to send you some customers.
Ray Queen, customer number one. Yes, I will be
All right. So with that being said, we'll go around and give our final thought for tonight. And yes, callers and listeners out there, we do got somebody that can help you prepare, you know, for the things that's going to happen, because some people don't prepare, but we do have someone that is willing to help you prepare for, you know, to prevent things from happening and be more prepared for it when it does happen. And we have someone for a small fee, because nothing's free. I'm just saying, nothing's free.
Absolutely not.
Small fee. And, you know, we can get some clients, get her over. We need to, listen, guys, we need to prepare. So we definitely
pump up the volume.
And this way you can help them prepare for, you know, Ray Queen is the first customer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely got some people.
Someone get me this lady's information. Yes.
Hit me up.
We'll talk afterwards.
Yeah, Miss Mavetta, you'll be our contact. Janine, you're gonna need some business cards and some flyers or something. I'm just saying. You're gonna need something done so this way we can, you know, refer them over, and you know they can just reach out to you, you know, directly.
Yeah.
You know, get you a business line or something. You know, so we gotta have some people for you.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right, so you guys want to give your final thought? I'm so sorry. That is my puppy. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Janine, you go first.
Yeah, go. You can go first.
Well, as always, I enjoy speaking with you ladies, and I think this is a wonderful thing that you're doing, this platform that you have. And I just appreciate the opportunity to be on with you and chop it up with you each week. So thank you again.
Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all know Ray Queen is going next. Ray Queen is going to go next because you two divas have more to say than I do. Y'all know I'm going to give it up to God.
You sure about
so good.
That?
No,
she's not sure.
When she said she had a story, I was like, oh, God, what story she got tonight? Oh,
yeah,
my God. I was threatening you.
She doesn't. Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I'm going to give it up to God because if there were no God in my opinion and my life and how I feel and how I live, there would be no me if there were no God. So I got to give it up to my Lord. I got to give it up to GQ Palace. Listen to them. GQ Palace. GQ Palace, my sister Diva, tonight's callers, tonight's Diva Male, Miss Annie from the Hamptons, Janine, my sister Divas, I love y'all, GQ Palace, and I'm passing on the mic. Mwah, it was an awesome night.
What you want to do? So what you want to do?
Meow.
Again, This was an awesome show as always. You know, the DV Squad always brings it. Yeah, in any way, shape, form, or fashion, we got y'all covered. We appreciate y'all. Y'all hear my cheerleader in the background, right? Acting up. My cheerleader in the background acting all the way up tonight. Oh, my God. He said we'd be acting up the DV Squad plus one. Talk about J9.
You know what? Do you know what it is? Cut it out.
Anyway, we appreciate y'all. And I just failed to mention in the beginning of the show that I'm offering condolences to just my hometown Greenport. You know, who lost 6 people to the drug overdose out there in one day. So. Just condolences and prayers and stuff.
Yeah.
And they cover the town with the blood of Jesus, man.
Yeah.
And Greenport being strong. And on that note, I'm passing the mic.
All right. It's your storm. Miss Mavetta, I thought we'd talk about that tonight, too. We'll talk about it next week. Want to talk about, you know, the situation, you know, because that's definitely, you know, with the pandemic going on, you know, a lot of people go through a lot of different things. And they resort to a lot of different, what's the right word, a lot of different activities, you know, and we definitely could, you know, definitely talk about that, you know, talk about how it's, you know, how it's affecting everyone, you know, some people more than others, but it does affect people. So, you know, maybe, you know, when you're feeling up to it, we'll definitely, you know, have that conversation and, you know, have a topic about that. But on behalf of DJ Dallas, you know, it's my condolences to you, if no better, and to everyone that was affected, you know, with the loss. So it was a great show. I definitely enjoyed myself. We definitely gave out some good knowledge, as always. And looking forward to definitely networking with Ms. Janine and, you know, getting her information and passing it on and, you know, allowing her to use the gift that she was given to be able to help others, you know, especially those people who can't get out the house, you know, those people who are not able to get out and not able to prepare, you know, because they don't have the right tools or the right avenues to be able to do it. Definitely shout out to her. She's definitely been calling in and showing support to DC Palace. It was a great show. With that being said, have a blessed and safe weekend. We look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, Wednesday, same time, same place. And it's Butter Baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.